middle of the Al Maksin, this is the new, we're selling in the shops. This is a new thing for Adlakis Aleiris, Shabbos. What? Adlakis before Shabbos, Adlakis Aleiris,
yeah. Yeah.
But this over here, the tachlis of this is, so a lot of people have the milik. Whether one makes their bocha before one night or the bocha after one night. The mass how many kids we make the bracha after?
Men or women, it is men or women.
Also an afkimina. We always make the bracha afterwards, an afkimina about men and women is whether the mekabel Shabbos or not. That's going to ask them to the Ramah. But we make the bracha afterwards. And a lot of Noshim have the minik that they makabel Shabbos straight away at the end of that locker. There was a kuntum machabi make the bracha beforehand. And you zecher mean to make your locker zaneris as soon as you finish doing that locker. According to the Ramah, that you make the bracha after that locker zaneris. So when is your Kabbalah Shabbos? Is your Kabbalah Shabbos as soon as you finish lighting or only when you make the bracha afterwards? So, number one. And number two, how close do you want your bracha to be to that locker itself? So a large chelik of Klal Yisrael have a minik that they make the bracha immediately after that lakas aneiris, and they don't put out the candle. They drop the match afterwards. And whatever they light with, they drop it down, and that way around, they haven't done a pu'ula of malocha after that locker. They want to be makabel Shabbos, glad to knock them. I'm sure some believe he has to have that minik also. A very novel stick of minik in Klal Yisrael, not to put out the candle after they light. So if you have that minik, you're not to put it out over there, and you've got a candle, so it's always very awkward what you do with a match after you've lit with it. So the tachlis of this patent is that if you hold it down for after 7 seconds of pressing it down, which is you put the wick between the end over here, after 7 seconds of pressing it, the flame will go away. So you press this over here, this makes something that's going to ignite it. And even if you hold it down for 7 seconds, after 7 seconds it's going to go off by itself. So therefore, you hold it down over here, and you haven't done a melacha, you're just holding it down, you haven't done a melacha of actually putting it off. By holding it itself, you haven't done a polo of kibu, you've kept your hand in the same position, and by itself it's going to go off. That's number one. Number two, by just leaving your finger off, pressing it down, it'll go off by itself. Is that considered the melacha's kibu or not? It's something which is very negiah for Shabbos. Somebody asked Rabbi Yashiv, he had his hand on an alarm clock. What was the better of the two options? After the hand was on the alarm clock, should he take his hand off? Or should he leave it over there? If he takes it away, he's doing a melech eskibu. On the light of the alarm clock. When pressing it down, so it causes the light of the alarm clock. So if you press it down, you're causing a light to go on all the time. You're doing a mavi or whatever, some melocha that you're doing all the time. As soon as you take it away, so you may be doing a soysa, you may be causing it to go off, but there, you're not nichel, but when you're calling them on your lights over there, you're doing a positive pula. Rabbi Asher says it's better to take your hand off than rather to keep on doing the malacha that all the time. When you press it down, you're continuously doing a malacha. When you take your hand off, you're not doing a malacha. B'chein, it's machlekes every time if a person has a sakin shel shchita. Bitke, the case of the Gemara is always bitke de maya. The Gemara says that you got a flow of water and you move away the dam in front of the water that causes the water to go. That's considered a maisa b'yadayim. What happens if a person has a knife in his hand and he drops the knife? So he's not causing. Bitka Damaya means there's a natural force already over there, and the way it is, it'll stay in place, and you cause it to be able to flow. Is that considered your pula or not? So Gemara says that's considered your pula. What's the other way around? I'm holding this over here, and by leaving it go, it's going to fall down. By leaving it go, it's going to cause a malacha. By leaving it go, it's going to cause a shchita. It's machlekes Tuvosha and others. You're not doing anything. Naturally, it's going to fall down. You're just not holding it any longer. Is that considered my pula? Is that not considered my pula? By bitka demaya, I'm doing a pula to cause the water to come. It's naturally in a place where it's being held back, the water, and you're removing the dam, you're causing the water to come and flood. So you've done a pula, which considered your maisa b'yadayim. The water that's going to flow is your maisa b'yadayim. If I'm holding something and I let it go, I'm amachuf to hold it all the time, maybe you just have let it go, and by itself, naturally, it's going to fall down. Maybe it's not my maisa. But chen over here, if a person is holding something down, he takes his hand off, all he's done is he's removed himself from pressing it all the time. It's not so clear when it comes to Shabbos, all these pullers, whether it's considered a ma'aseh b'dayim, or it's not a ma'aseh b'dayim. It's hard to make cheshbonos. So Bilashev held that if a person is doing a person's pressing a bell, he wasn't talking about a bell, he was actually talking about a light. Light is mamish, a ma'aseh b'dayim. When it comes to electricity, if a person is doing a pula, it's always hard to know what malacha he's doing. When a person starts electricity at the beginning, and he makes a circuit, so then he's doing a malacha. After the sake is already there, what malach is he doing in the day?
Is it muktzah though? Yet probably
no, from muktzah. These are the rabbanons. These are shahs of the rises.
Once you got it in your hand, you can put it down after muktzah. The golden says.
Also true, also true. Also true. That is also true. Yeah. But in the case that I got a doorbell over there and I've realized the Shabbos and I've kept my finger on it, my pressed it over here. Now here, shouldn't have done it. What should I do now? Should I keep my finger there all the time, or should I take my finger off? Maybe when I'm taking my finger off, I'm doing a positive malacha. Now it's already in place. Or do you consider me pressing it all the time with my continuous malacha? So Vilash of Hell, what?
I'm not doing a pula. I'm not doing another action.
I'm causing it to go.
It's there. It's created.
So it depends. If it's creating a light, if it's pressing something to create a light, that's the case for Vilash. If I was positively doing a pula by electricity, I'm doing something which is keeping it in place. I'm doing something which is keeping this circuit going over there. I'm pressing the doorbell, and that's making the circuit continuously going. Is that my pula? That's not my pula. This on Shabbos, by to be able to pretend what they've done over here is that you take your hand off and then you haven't done a malacha. We do a match of positively going and putting out the candle. This over here, just taking your hand off, and taking your hand off isn't considered a pu'ula b'chlal and naturally go out. That's not so poshut, but Nigel is a Shabbos. It may be better than putting off a match, but if a person thinks that he's doing this, the light's on, he's taking his finger off, he's done nothing, he may be going into a big shayla in the poskim, whether or not that's a malach or not. If you keep it down and only lasts for 7 seconds, and you have to keep on until you finish lighting, and then it'll go off by itself. So that option is a much easier option, but to pick it up, take your finger off, and that way around, say that you're not doing a malacha, it's not so poshut, it's not considered having done a malacha on Shabbos. Go back to Inyone Kovet Svarim. I bought very interesting over here a copy of what it says in the Menhogian that was hanging up in the Smedish in one of the Svadisha countries, what they used to do. We tend to think that if a person, when one buries Svarim, is considered a Maisa of Bizu Sifrei Kodesh. Betzim, you've got a sefer over there, and there's nothing to do with it anymore. And you bury the old sefer Torah. You bury. We'll see. There's various different dargis of what one is allowed to do and what isn't allowed to do with use foreign. But take a sefer. It's sad. You've got nothing to do with it anymore, and you bury it over there. I remember being as a child, and we'll see over here. This nusach. I remember being the Pon of Jarov once had to speak by one. When they were burying some old Sfarim, and the Pon of Jarov gave a moshel, he said there was once a household, there was two people, two sisters, one was Zeichet Mishpocha, and one wasn't Zeichet Mishpocha. And the one that wasn't Zeichet Mishpocha, so the house had rubbish had in the house, so everything was completely left there, spick and span, everything looked beautiful, there were no children over there to do damage. And so the other one, because there were children playing around over there, looked damaged. So the house that was used may not have looked as nice, but the reason why it didn't look nice because there were children playing over there. It was a used household. Says the Pon of Jarov that we're giving back the svarim to you, the Ribono Shel Olam, over the used svarim. We're giving it back only. Taki giving it back, but we're giving it back in a way that they used. It's not that we're stam giving it back. We're giving it because we're wasting it. That was the Pon of Jarov's Rasha. Lemaisa, interesting. There was quite a few kehillas in Klal Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, give us the places that ultimately was. There was tkufas in the year when they used to go. The same as Achnasos Sefer Torah come out. They state that the Sefer Torah and the Rabbonim used to hold the Sefer Torah in the Kli Cheres and the other bags of the used Sfarim. They were taking bags and with music, they would accompany the Sfarim to the Beis Olam to bury it. It's not a bizoyin for a Sefer Torah, for a Sefer that's used, to put it away. A Sefer that's used, that's it's covered. It was eiskenitzt. A Sefer Torah Shabbat, if a person's mavazi it, doesn't use it correctly, is at a mavazi and a Sefer. A used Sefer, there's nothing wrong. Etzem to bury it. The person's not allowed to damage it. We'll see, it says, Laman Yamdu, Yomim Rabbim. A person's not allowed to take his Hefter and put it in the ground. Maybe even a shine of an Isidaraisa. But if a person's used it and he wants to move on, and after it can't be used anymore, the second best place for the Sefer to be is to be buried in the ground. Svarim is a different story. Rabbi Yashiv was very, very machme, and that's a big problem. To show over here, we plan to. And what the word is, whether to renew, to rebuff, to have the Eitzah Sfarim, to design a better Eitzah Sfarim. What do you do with a used Sefer? You got a used Gemara and a used Sefer, which is still usable. What do you do with that Sefer? Do you take that Sefer and bury it? It's a Sefer that still has a usage. It could still be used. What's the hetter to put away? Sefer Torah, when you bury it, because it's bolo and it's been used, or sefer that's been used, you put away. It's hesish getana pula from the bizon b'chal. Forget it. That's where its place is. It can't be used anymore. You put over there. A sefer that can be used, what should be the hetter to put it away? All the things we're going to see tonight is something that betzim you can't use anymore. Or will come to the papers. There's no tachlis b'chal. After the person's read it, that's it. But a person has a sefer. He's got a siddur that's still usable. But he got a nicer print of the same sefer over there. He's got a Gemara. A later Gemara came out. It's much easier, and the Rashi's in bold, and it's got the back. A look at Yalkut Mefarshim. It's all very nice. It's much better than the old one. But the old one is still usable. What should be the hetter to put that sefer into Shemus? And Rabbi Yashiv Yidua was very machmad at taking a sefer, putting it in Shemus when it still has a usage, is osal pidin. There's no hetter b'chlal. It's a hetter when the sefer can't be used. What does one do with it? Either geniza, or srefa, or kvura. But if it's usable, you can't take a pair of tefillin, because the person's got a nicer pair of tefillin, and bury it in the ground. It's a hetter to bury it when it can't be used. The sefer, the fact that you got a nicer sefer, is not a reason that the previous sefer to be buried. That's a big problem.
And the sefer is okay.
No, to put a sefer.
A sefer is better than a
kriya. No, we'll get to that. When sefer.
No.
Sefer you can't do. Sefer you can only do on grisa things. Not for swarm. You can't do for a sefer. A person's got a sefer, so you put it into shambles. Bar mitzvah swarm. Anybody's got the old minchas chinuch. You go for his bar mitzvah sefer. You get the new minchas chinuch. And to put it outside the besmedrash and put a sign on it. Hefka is a. It's a azach, they only all the kabbalim with besmedrash are the only ones that suffer from it. Nobody takes it. Nobody takes it minchas chinuch home. Yeah, anybody a taiva. Instead of keeping it by you at home, you put it outside the besmedrash and you put a sign. You think you've been mazakeh the rabbi. Nobody's got anything from it. A pile of swarm. You go in all the bottom of Drashim, you see piles of swarm, and it says it's going either for a cheap price or it's hefke over there. Nobody's got anything from it, and the gabbai's not interested in it either in the besmedrash. So what have you done with it? You moved it from your house to the besmedrash. To put it into shemus and to pay money for shemus, maybe a zach which is osal pidin. It's a big problem. I once spoke to somebody in Etzro, one of the big tamidim of Rabbi Yashiv, and asked him, what do you do? He's got a besmedrash over there. And you're also renewing your swarm over there. And I said, noch maybe then. People come and excuse the expression, the swarm there in the besmedrash, and it's lying over there. What do you do with your swarm? You can't put that in the street, because now it's for you in the besmedrash. Even if you're not going it, and all your old swarm, what do you do with it? He said, it's a answer my hands. It's a problem. It's a problem, what one does with the old swarm. But one needs to be aware that taking swarm and putting it in shameless is not an option for a sefer that can be used.
The old genizas were made from that, but the old genizas, they took down, they buried it.
They found that old Geniza, these Kisayodas that they found over there were when the Genizas that went into the ground, they found in Italy. Those were put aside at the top of the Rosmedish, anti Kisayodas of people, and those Kisayodas are what they found, Kisayodas from the Rishayna, but those weren't buried Kisayodas, and those ones which weren't damaged. That's why the Sadr Shmaya that they managed to find Ksavim of the Rishayna over there. But better, the old Kisayodas was the Geniza. In the ground, when I once went to Eretz Yisrael, see there in Eretz Yisrael, the way they bury over there, they. There's a riesige shtochim over there, big grounds over there, next to the Beis HaKvaros. The place that I went to, I think, was up to third or fourth floor, somewhere in the south of Eretz Yisrael, and it hewed out a massive, big pit in the ground over there. And they come, I don't remember if he said every day or every second day, with a truck, the same way as one delivers sand to a building site, they take the same shemus, bags and bags of shemus in Eretz Yisrael. All the shemus get full all the time. Everybody comes over nowadays with printed sheets and people put it into the shemus. And all those shemus just build up and accumulate. So they built out over there. They dug out a massive big shetach under the ground. And then they fill up with bags and bags and bags. And then they put a layer of sand. And then they go the next layer, the next layer. So when I was there, it was still very, very deep hole, which you had to go down. The truck goes down to put the shemus in over there, but that was up to the second or third floor. And it goes all the way to the top, and then they put cement, concrete on the top, and then the Beis HaChaim, Beis Olam on the top, on top of it. There's no Issa to stand on Kisei Kodesh, according to most people. The Issa to go on top of a kever isn't because you're Mavaza, the Kisei Kodesh, Mavaza the Mace, according to most people. The reason is you're not allowed to be Nenem in a Mace. So you're going on top of his Kever on top of his shetach, you'll be nene from the mace, because he's kilu, you're only being supported by going on top of him. But by svarim, there's no issa to be nene on it. So if a person walks on top of a sefer, as long as he's not mivaza it, because there's something on top of it, so it's mutter to walk. There's no.
What do you
can do with a siddur, there are certain places that always use considered brachas, shekres, shmonesrei. You can't read them pages at all, but the rest of the siddur.
Oh, so that actually, the first thing is that one needs to be aware. Nara Vosna writes in the Sefer and Shevet Halevi, that was always the minig in Klal Yisrael. So alter minig, as a person has a place miyuchad bebeisai to put inside old. Old Shemus. Shemus is not using over there. As there's Alamo Gaveni Kaisa, right? So Vosna. Person had a home in the bottom of Russian. They had a place over there, and then they had the Shemus. Now, and the person has a place, he takes the Shemus. That Shemus is Lav Dafka for the Shemus or something that can't be used anymore. If a person's got a Sefer, a Siddur inside, and he's got Krishma, let's say, the children used, and it's used a lot, and that place is worn away, that you can pull out those few pages over there. You haven't been mavazah the sefer, and you can put a photocopy inside. The whole sefer doesn't have to go legniza because those few places are missing. And Brisson says that taking out from a sefer parts that's used in the sefer, that's not a busy for the sefer. That part of the siddur can't be used, and replace it with something else. Doesn't mean that the whole sefer has to go out.
Can you put away the whole sefer? Are you allowed to put away the whole sefer?
So let's see. Let's start from the beginning to see, and we'll get into Shem to finish off with the papers. Papers is a whole, newspapers is a whole separate Noseh B'Fanatma, but it doesn't have Kedusha. Let's see from the beginning what the dinim of the Kedusha is. The first thing is the Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah, in Chavov Mabes, Gemara says, L'man yamdu yomim rabim. The Gemara says, from there we learn that Emesa Kisvei Kodesh must be buried. Emesa Kisvei Kodesh, Pashtus refers to a Sefer Torah. The Magen Avraham says that Huadin Svarim, not only a Sefer Torah, Huadin Svarim, but the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim already writes over there that all the Paskim are mashma not like that. That means the din of Geniza is a Bazundra din on the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzas, Kisvei Kodesh, maybe Nevi'im Uksuvim, which are also written Kedin on a Klaf, there on its own. Baga, it's got its own halachas. There, the halacha is has to be buried in Klicheres. Mekadin is supposed to be buried next to Shambat Chochem. However, the Minig Olam is, the halacha at least brings down that that's the Minig Olam. One puts it at the side of the Beis HaKvaros. One doesn't put it in the Beis HaKvaros itself. Some places there are in Israel, there's near, in Hamanuchas, near where Meir Shapir lies. In the beginning, over there, there's a whole chelik where they put the altar. Mezuzas and tefillin over there. I suppose that was when the Beis HaKvaros started at the beginning. Really, therefore, that was the beginning. That was at the side of the old Beis HaKvaros. Now it's outgrown so in all dimensions. But it's in the middle of the Beis HaKvaros. But usually, the way one does it, one takes a Sefer Torah, puts it into a Klei Cheres, and buries the Klei Cheres. Now that is the for the Hope Kedusha, for the most Kedusha, something that's written Kedushas Sefer Torah, or Kedushas tefillin, mezuzas, or maybe anything else that has the Kedusha of Tanakh. Then there's the next dagger down, which is Azkoros. Something that has Azkorah of the Shem Hashem inside it, that also has Kedusha. That's a smaller dagger of Kedusha, that's the next dagger of Kedusha. Then there's the one afterwards, which doesn't have any Azkoros inside. Kegoin, a Siddur has Azkoros. So a Siddur doesn't need to be buried. Doesn't need to be buried, sorry, in a Klicheres. But it needs to be buried, because besides for the no Issa Mechikis Hashem, which is always the case when a person's got the Kisra HaKodesh, he's got Mechikis Hashem, but even without Mechikis Hashem, it also has Kedusha, but it's a smaller dagger of Kedusha. Then there's another thing, that a person's not allowed to be Mavazer, Bizoin Kisra HaKodesh. Bizoin Kisra HaKodesh is a Shaila V'deraisa. The Gemara says, V'shofach V'kisa, when a person has wants to do Kisra Adam, the Gemara says, how should one do Kisra Adam? The Gemara says, in Shabbos, maybe you should do it with your foot. And the Gemara says, to do it with your foot, that's a bizoin, a bizim mitzvah. A bizim mitzvah could even be a shayla of a deraisa. So one's always got a shayla of a bizim mitzvah, bizoin Kisra Kodesh, which is a problem of a bizim mitzvah. Then you got another problem of a mechikis Hashem, which mechikis Hashem may also be a deraisa, according to some Mishenim is a deraisa. And then you got another thing when it's not mechikis Hashem, but a shayla of a drabonon on something which has a kedusha of a sefer, and we'll categorize it as sefer Torah, mandil ve'elov, which is tefillin and mezuzas. Then other things which have inside it, as course Hashem, is a siddur or kedoma, a siddur, a chumish, which isn't the case of kedusha, which needs the dagger of kvura in a klicheres, but still has as course Hashem inside it. You got the next dagger afterwards, which we'll call normal svarim, gemoras. svarim which are made to learn on. And then the fourth dagger, which is the papers. Maybe the papers that the children bring home from school also, but the newspapers. And the newspapers are divided into two. You've got the supplement inside, which is made for Shabbos, the Keteris inside it. That's one thing. And then you've got the general newspaper, which has inside it always some articles, which either theoretical articles or something that mentions Pesukim inside it. And those, each one has its own dinim with its own halachas, how much Kedusha one has to give to it. That could be. Maybe. It resembles, not even time today's Shia, base Hay at the top of the Baruch Hashem, what that Shem is, whether it's Hay Shia and Mem, whether it means for the Shem Hashem. It's always hard in these smaller, on the abbreviation of Hashem to what Kedusha it does.
You can avoid it by pushing base Samach Dalet, don't you?
Is that the Shema? It's always easier without it. Base Hay is a big Shaila. Remember, it won't be time for that one. But Yud may also be a shaila of having Hashem, Hashem, Zad. That's Kor of Hashem, yeah. Bechein, something that it's then isn't to be buried dafka in a klicheres, it doesn't have to be in a base like Ros Bechlal. If a person is doing some building work at home or whatever it is, and he has some shemus over there, and he puts the shemus inside, there's nothing wrong. There's no bizoyin for Kisra Kodesh to put inside, Sephorim inside the ground. But that's where it belongs, really. If it can't be used over there, you can put the sefer in the ground. If a person puts sefer Torah, steht in Halacha, it belongs next to a Beis HaGvoros. A normal sefer, there's no din b'etzem to put in a Beis HaGvoros. But a person always has to be aware when one buries oneself, he's always got a problem of Mechikas Hashem or these sort of Isurim, because if you don't put it and wrap it up correctly, then if water is going to seep in, and it's inevitable that it will get damaged quite quickly, then it's a new problem of Mechikas Hashem, or itself a problem of Bizon Kisra Kedesh. That's why it's never advisable for any person to do these things himself. Either he's doing a serifa you can do, or if it's something that needs to be buried, it's always good to give it over to the people that will bury it correctly. V'chein, if a person's giving over his things to be buried, and always in the Shemus, they've got separate parts with it. They've got the parts for the general Shemus, and you've got the parts over there where you put in Parshas Shel Tefillin, or Ritzur Shel Tefillin, or the Tefillin itself. They're two separate things which have different daggers of Kedusha, and they get treated differently afterwards. It's not just a place, you know, why not? You're not doing it to sort it out for them. You take your Tefillin, you put it in a bag, and it gets buried over there, and it's not buried, not in a clay harris, then you put it in the wrong place. You've been going for it to go in the wrong place. These are quite chomedic yisurim. Some are yisurim deraisa, some are yisurim derabonon. The person has to be careful where to put it. Remember somebody was once very, very upset. Somebody, 10 years ago, somebody told me he lived in a gvisa town and took bags and bags of newspapers and whatever it was they put in inside the shemus over there. And they asked their Rav over there, what do we do with the Shemus? And the Rav said, you can put it, double wrap it and throw it away in the bin. And they charged him per kilo. It wasn't there, but they were to couldn't wait in that place of how much they charged for the Shemus. And he'd paid a huge amount of money in order for them to take it and put it in a double bag and throw it out. And he was upset. Nish of them are b'chitzol. The truth is, it makes enough kimura. He gave it over to them, and they went according to Pialocha. They have to sort it out. It's enough kimura. Maybe it wasn't right for them to charge him in a chatrila. They should have told him that's what we're going to do with it. But each place has each tag of kedusha, and each way how to treat it has melagim shemin. What's very important also before we see the halacha is the dafei. This over here, you got the first page of a sefer over here. This is part of Kedushas HaSefer. This is not part of Kedushas HaSefer. This is Kedushas HaSefer. It doesn't mean because you've got writing on it. This Gemara is full when he says a person is mazmin a sefer in order to write on it tefillin and mezuzos. And even though you know jolly well that you're only going to write your sefer Torah in the middle and the parsha is going to be in the middle, but anything that's there as part of your tefillin and mezuzos is automatically got the Kedusha of the tefillin and the mezuzos. But the Ritzuas, the Gemara says, is a dagger down. But part of the bias, part, according to Shetas Rashi, Rashi holds that the Shem Hashem on the Ritzua, the Kedusha of the Ritzua is it's got Shem Hashem on it. And Rashi Shetas argues, Tesis holds that there's no Kedusha on the Dalet and the Yud. of the tefillin. Only the Sheen has a kedusha. And Rashi holds the Dalit and the Yud, the Kesher. We write the Dalit at the back, and you write the Yud on the hand, also has kedusha of Ksiva Sois. And according to Shittas Rashi, the whole Ritzua has the kedusha of the Shem Hashem, because it's all there as part of the Shem Hashem. Some Hashem will learn to Rashi, not. Tez understood that. According to Rashi, if there's a Shem Hashem at the beginning of the knot, then the whole Ritzua has the Kiddush of a Shem Hashem. So if you got a Sefer, and a Sefer has a Shablat at the beginning, the Shablat has the same Kiddush as the Sefer. It's a mistake for people to think that the Shablat falls on the floor, something like that. You see the beginning of the Sefer, where it's got the Siddur at the front, and it says the Aleph base for children to read from over there, and you can take that and not give it. It's Kiddusha, it's part of a Sefer. It may not have Askaras on it, and therefore mainly there's no problem of a Mechikis Hashem, but the Kiddusha of a Sefer is right the way through a Sefer.
The blank page.
The blank at the back. The blank at the back is also, some of them, depends where, some of the Gemaras have a blank at the back that's made for Avondon, for a person's
sometimes
own Kiddusha.
The binder did it to bend, because there's not enough pages to make it double page, so you know, there's one sheet and it
folds. So if it's there for the Kedusha as part of the Sefer, then it's not the same Kedusha as the Sefer. The Nissen says it makes no difference whether it's got writing on or hasn't got writing on. It's there to be part of the Meshamash the Sefer. It's all part of the way one uses the Sefer. It's got the same Kedusha as the Sefer. In the new Gemara, some of them have the back, a few empty pages for people to write the Kedushim on. So those papers are made lechatchila not to be really part of the Kedusha of the Gemara. They're made for a person to put his own Kedushim over there. Those papers may have less Kedusha. But the front over there, all the pages towards the beginning of the Sefer, a person finds part of those pages over there, it's got the same Kedusha, and I have to give it Kavura and or Sefer, whatever we'll see, as if whatever dinim one would give to the Sefer itself, one has to give to the beginning of the Sefer as well.
And the cover itself is
a dagger down. The cover of the Sefer is a dagger down. The Gemara says that a person that's there, anything that's there to protect the Sefer, has less dagger. Shatzin says, when it comes to tefillin, since everything, really, if a person has tefillin, so the tefillin itself is Kedusha, then the rest of it, is the box itself, is Tashmish to Kedusha, and the bag should be Tashmish to Tashmish to Kedusha. Shatzin says that since everything is there, as one big way to be mechabed your tefillin, so even the bag is considered tashmish to kedusha. But don't say tashmish to tashmish. Tashmish to tashmish is only when you got the tefillin, and then you got something there for the tefillin, and something to protect that which is there to protect the tefillin. But if it's all there together to be mechabed the tefillin, then it's all got a din of tashmish to kedusha. It's hard to know also when it has covers. When I was there, the first time I was there, in Eretz Yisrael, so I tried asking Rabbi Yashiv about the cards, was that the Geta Dashi Yotza cards? Don't see them around so much anymore, but they're laminated. They're laminated Dashi Yotza cards, and I want to know, you put it in your pocket, double kisu, in order to go into a biskisa, so you put it in a double kisu. So the card is laminated. That plastic on top, is that bottled to the card itself, or is that considered one kisu itself? I put that in my pocket, is that a double kisu or not? The master didn't get to ask him, but his gamba told me that Rashapod's got a din of it's bottled to the thing itself. For double kisu, if you use it as one kisu, it's nothing. If you use it as a tzeru, for double kisu, it's already easier. But that's all I'm going to get to when it comes to kisuim. Here, on the sefer itself, it's not a shayla of a kisu. Any part of the sefer has got the kedusha of the sefer. Besides the cover, is already a bit easier on its din of the kedusha. The Lashon Rambam, the Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvah, Haserif ma'abid b'yad, shemes hakdeshim, oiver belav, shelesasu kein Hashem olikeichem. And this is the raisa of Lesasukin Lashem Lekechem. So a person has a shayla of Srefa. A person wants to know if he's got his Sidurim, used Sidurim, and wants to go and burn it. So even if, like we said, most hold, not like the Magen Avraham, and hold that the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah that needs its full dagger of Kavura, and the Man Yamdi Yomim Rabim, only goes on a Sefer Torah, it doesn't go on Sidurim. But if a person takes a Sefer Torah, a person takes a Siddur, and he burns it, that might go into a shayla with the raisa, because it's not Mechikas Hashem. Mechikas Hashem is a very serious problem. Nowadays, on the computers, when it comes to Mechikas Hashem, it's a noise of a Rikashim was actually very machmir. When it came to switching off a computer screen, all the other poskim on the other side, they hold that when you go on the screen, a screen on the Shem Hashem hasn't got Hashem Ksiva B'chalal. Rabbi Yashiv was quite machmir about the screens over there. He wasn't happy about not making it Mechikas Hashem. There's kamo reasons why it shouldn't have the same Kedusha on the screen. It's two main reasons is, one, when it comes to a computer screen over there, is that it doesn't have any base to it. Mishari Diskin says that Ksiva, that doesn't have anything behind it, hasn't got Hashem Ksiva. Ksiva is only when you write on top of a base. You have something not on a background, that's not considered a Maisa Ksiva B'chalal. A computer doesn't have any background to it. It happens to be a screen, but the screen is made out of separate lights. You could have the same thing if it would be not on the with the background.
The screen has a refresh rate. It's not actually there permanently. It's just refreshing every, every second.
Right.
It's not there the whole time.
But the way you've done it over there is that, but etzem, the screen is something that after you put it on there, it's going to see, if that person's got a screensaver that's going to go off, but if it hasn't got a screensaver that's going to go off, but etzem, even if it's refreshing itself all the time, but the one way of looking at it, it's a blash of hell when a person goes in front of a video machine, in front of a Shabbos, it's a shayla, Rash was more machmed than others, it's a shayla of a proper ksiva. Because if I stay over there, it's going to continuously take that picture of me all the time. Even though it's only me staying there that's causing that picture. But me staying there in this position, I'm continuously making this ksiva. So this ksiva is a ksiva which is there to stay unless I move. That's a ksiva, even though it's refreshing itself all the time. And even though it's only because I'm staying over there, but it's something which is, the way the setup is, me staying in front of it is going to have that picture. That's a ksiva. That's considered Tzav Shel Kayama. So the reason not to be is one of two reasons. Either like you're saying over there, because you need to come and refresh it all the time. Actually, that shouldn't have a Shem Ksiva. That's one Svar Shibum Buta. And the other reason is because Yerusha Aleib says that something that's not on a background hasn't got a Shem Ksiva B'chalal. Lights, a computer screen, is the equivalent of having a person with to put a few bulbs together and write a Oizah, hold it up in his hand, and have the same effect. Punkt. The way you have to write on the screen is you have to have all those lights always together on a background, but the background is adding nothing towards it. A person writes, he writes on top of a paper. Writing on something, that's the tzura of ksiva, something that's not on a background, I'm sure they haven't got Hashem ksiva. That's all when it comes to the other mechikis Hashem. Or when you get to mechikis Hashem, if a person takes zach, which is written, kedin, and takes a sefer and burns a siddur, he's got a shayla of a mechikis Hashem or a mechikis Hashem deraisa.
Things are photographed nowadays.
We'll get over there. It's a big machlekes. That's one of the solutions when a person comes the day. Today's printing al atzad. We're always machmir, but one of the sifim will come towards a newspaper is the fact that it's not made for to remain. It's not done with a manpower. It's not done through a person himself. A person presses a button. Does that give a kedusha? No. That's one of all the reasons in order to be made. Another reason, always before the newspaper, is when it comes to zach written in a different language, also gives itself less kedusha. When it comes to Shabbos, or it comes to, Magen Avraham says in Hilchas Shavuos, so a person wants to talk to Avraham B'Teilim on Leil Shavuos, he should say it in Lashon Laz, not in Lashon HaKodesh. Tesis says in Brachos, that a person that's also to talk in Bechus Krishma, Tesis says, Afilu B'Lashon HaKodesh. There's lots of places where when a person does in Lashon HaKodesh, the Lashon HaKodesh itself adds towards the Kedusha. The fact that it's written in Lashon HaKodesh adds in Kedusha. And something written not in Lashon HaKodesh automatically drops its Kedusha. So every time it's in Getter, Sefer itself, Vada needs Kavura. Vada, a person can't do with a Sefer. A person has a Siddur. For two reasons, a person is not allowed to burn it. Number one, a person can't burn it because it's got the Shemesh Boy. In the Shemesh Boy, if a person burns it, he's running into a Shaila of a Deraisa. Secondly, besides for the Kedusha of the Shemesh Boy, he's got a problem of Mizoyin Kisva Kedush. And even though we don't need the full dagger of burning it in the Klecheres, but if a person comes and takes it and burns it is be'etzim considered a Maisa of a Bizoyin. There are lots of things which a person is allowed to do besides for Bizoyin, as long as it doesn't come into Bizoyin. It comes to Shemesh, it comes to Schach Lamashal. Schach, a person's not allowed to be mavazah the schach. Tashmish, the mitzvah, after persons use it, person's got a baggit of tzitzis. So the baggit itself is just a tashmish for the mitzvah itself. A person betting could throw it in the bin afterwards. A person can take the schach and also throw it in the bin afterwards. But it's considered a ma'aseh bizoyin. A person's not allowed to be mavazah it. So it's hard when it comes to these things to know exactly what is considered a bizu, isn't considered a bizu. The person say if a person puts it in a plastic bag in the bin, so it depends. If a person puts it in the normal, in the Manchester Sprach, you put it in the normal black bin, and you put it together with all the other rubbish, and you put it in the plastic bag, so that plastic bag is really being mixed and intermingled together with all the other rubbish, even if it's in a bag. But you know jolly well that as the dustman comes and takes it, it's going to get mixed together with everything else. that one should try and refrain from doing it. The person takes schach, and the person puts it in his bag, and he puts it in the recycling bin, which takes leaves and these things. So you put it in a place where, yes, you don't know where it's going to land up afterwards, and yes, you don't know how, even it arrives in the dasbelori, maybe somebody else put some food in the bag, and therefore it's going to get mixed together. But by etzem, it's something which is meyuchad, to take the leaves, and these things over here, is less of bizoin. Somebody told me from Reb Osher, that he asked Reb Osher about ischach, and Reb Osher said he put it directly into the pink bin. Or those,
the problem is, they won't empty, if there's any plastic bags in these pink bins, they won't empty the bin.
It's at the top, which is very likely.
I've seen them digging around.
It's quite likely that in the bin that's gone through the Yiddish Gela, they'll find some other bags or other things inside it, and there won't only be leaves over there. So you're putting it in a place. If a person puts it in the bin bag over there, and it's not in the bag itself, I'm thinking Reb Osher said it, and the Chazon Ibba, they said you can put it in the bin itself. If not the fact that Reb Osher said that, I would have thought it's easier really to put it in a pink bin, put it in a black bin bag. Always makes it that much less. If you put it in the bin itself, and you know that the Das Bin Lori is going to mix it straight away together with any other things, then it's quite close to the Bizoin. It's Yodua that the Chasam Sefer, some Tamidim came to Chasam Sefer's yeshiva, and he looked out from the window and he saw some of the Tamidim came in, walked on top of Schach. An old schach after Sukkot to be accepted in the yeshiva, and the bocher that walked on top of the schach, the Chumsefer didn't accept him into the yeshiva because he said he's somebody doesn't guess as mavazeh mitzvah. Well, it was great to be a mitzvah. With the schach he went, he stood on it, and the schach that wasn't used over here, Chumsefer had verstanden, and somebody's coming to learn and didn't give the right respect for it. The person has to give an edler feel towards tashmishe mitzvah. Putting it inside these bags is a bit of borderline. If Reb Osher held it was mutter, I can understand he held it was mutter. It's also a bit easier. If you put the recycling bin, you put it inside a plastic bag, you made it that much better. You've always, in Reb Yashav held in Eretz Yisrael, that when you got these svekas of things of Kedusha, you should put it next to the bin. Don't put it in the bin itself. The guy is going to come along and take it. You haven't done a mice, but you're dying. Put in a plastic bag next to the bin. If you put it in the bin itself, and your mamish put over there, and he's going to take it, and it's going to get mixed straight away in the bin, so you've made quite close to the pu'ula of getting its bizoin. You take your bag, you put it next to the bin, even though you know that the guy's going to come along and take it, but it's not you that's doing it, it's the guy who's doing it, and you never put it in the bin itself, it always makes it that much easier. The person has to be careful when it comes to zachen, that has dinim, that one shouldn't be mavazi it, to try and make sure that he hasn't done a business with your diet.
Pink bin normally has food waste in it as well.
So if it has food waste inside, so even not in a bag, and food waste inside, you didn't put it in there, but you know, so if you've got your food waste inside, you put it on top, then it's not a bizu. That's zikha, when the boss held up his mutter, he's talking about an empty pink bin, and you're putting it inside over there, and that's all that's going to happen over there. But in because there's still a big chiddush, because you're taking it, as the person comes to collect their bins, he's going to empty it out, and your neighbour before had some food inside, and it's going to spill shade on top of it. So Sachkoil, what was Reb Osher coming from? Reb Osher held that you're doing a bizoin. It's not considered having done a bizoin. I put it in my place, and the guy is going to come, be grommet, and move across. It's not. I can stand up sack. It's always a bit easier. You make yourself one stage further away from having done the bizoin. You put it in a plastic bag. So even if you know it'll probably get torn eventually, or when they're going to burn it, maybe mix it with other things, you haven't done a bizoin with your dime. Always makes it a bit easier.
The food you put in is always wrapped in those green. Bags.
You put it in bag,
you're bagging
it's
the
food
waste. That's
probably bag. Yeah, but as it's going to come into the bin, that's already been torn from the person before, and as it empties over there, is that considered a bizubi dime? You see that the poskim, the Benashev, because all those used to say to make sure not put it in the bin itself, but the next with a wrapper, means the person has to try to do grommer. For bizoin, it's not something he's done a bizoin by your dime, but given the Gemara says it shouldn't be mavazeh. What's considered mavazeh? It's hard to say clearly, a clear cut thing, what's considered bizoin by dime, not bizoin by dime. If a person sees it's inevitable that it's going to become a vuzeh a minute later, it makes more sense to put in a plastic, at least you've delayed the bizoin shabbat. So let's get a bissel down to the newspapers to see what Kedusha has.
The publications. which, well, they're in some shuls. Well, they're actually not really in Davenant, of course. So they also go in
shul. So the publication is in the shul over there. So again, if it's something which is not a Torah,
yes,
if it's something which is not a Torah and has psukim inside,
yeah,
proper psukim, a person is not allowed to burn.
Yeah.
So if it's something a child brings home from school and it's the chumash and all it says is for the Shem Hashem, a hay and a dash on top, and it's nothing which etim is to resemble the Shem Hashem, and look at the whole thing, Bechlalusa, it's not something which is a siddur, which has made for Shemesh Hashem, Shemesh of the Rebunish inside it, then it's got, that if a person burns it, it's one thing. But if a person has inside these psukim ba'al ha-Torah, which are written, full psukim over there, and it's a pirish on the psukim over there, to take that and burn it, then you've taken something which is equivalent, not of a newspaper, you've taken something which is equivalent of a sefer. Or maybe even something which is the same as the what Prima Godim says, having the Shemus of the Rebbeinu, not the Shemus of the Rebbeinu Shalem inside it, the same darga of a Sefer Torah, but you got something which has Shemus inside it. Usually these things have Psukim inside it, and that if a person, Zechar Kalach Atchila, take these things and burn it. These Pasha sheets, a person, Kalach Atchila, go and burn it. Unless it's made in a way that they make sure that they haven't got Psukim over there. But if it's got Psukim inside it, and instead of explaining the Pasuk, a person has to make sure they get it for it. So let's see what the shailas are when it comes to newspapers. Till newspapers, I think it's quite clear. There's a sefer Torah for the mezuzah is nothing to talk about. Anything that has the Shem Hashem, also there's really nothing to talk about. When it comes to svarim that has to be buried, gemaras and all these things, then it needs kavura. It doesn't need kavura in the normal chayma of wrapping it maybe inside bags as much, unless you're going to cause a goyim to mechikas Hashem, but that needs its kvura. And then now handling the newspapers. What kedusha has the newspapers got, and what's the reasons to be makel? What's the svara to be makel when it comes to the newspaper? Is the eshtu zachas kamo nekudas that the pasuk can bring down? Why it's easier to be makel? Eshtu's chiddush of the tashbetz. The tashbetz holds that mechikas Hashem is only a drabon, even though others hold it's a shail of the raisa. In these chitimses and something of here, the Tashbit says that the issa of Abayta Abdun is only a asmachta. There's no issa deraisa. So if taking away Mechikas Hashem from a deraisa according to one tzad in the Shailim, Gdela Achonim, is a deraisa, so it already makes it a lot easier. Second reason why it's a lot easier is the tshuva that's always brought down is El Yitzchak. El Yitzchak from Yitzchak Achanon has a long tshuva towards the beginning of his sefer, where he's handling exactly his metzias, what it was made for, but the you always quote that tshuva is menegah to newspapers, why you shouldn't have his kedusha, is what he writes over there in his tshuva. Kamo chidushim, why shouldn't have maybe the kedusha that one would imagine it should have. One thing that Yitzchak Achanon writes is that in order to give the Kedusha of Hashem, it must be that it's written in order to be said, to said loud. It means derived from Bechas HaTorah. It's a big machlekes, whether or not Bechas HaTorah, one makes only when one says Behiru, even on the side one doesn't, or only when one's waiting to prepare. The Gaon is Machmed, even Behiru, one shouldn't learn beforehand. The Ikel Halacha is only when a person says prepare, he needs a Bechas HaTorah. Understands that Yitzchak Achanon, that the Kedusha of Hashem, Kedusha of Torah, is when it's there to be said, when it is said. Says Rabbi Tzichonon, if it's written not to be said, then it never got its Kedusha in its first place. The Kedusha of Torah is because it's there to be said, and it only needs a Bechsa Torah when it's there to be said. So a Sefer that one learns from, or Sefer Torah that one reads, or Svarim, Sefer Tanakh, Gemaras that are made to be said b'koil, so it's made to learn from. A person learns b'koil, that gave it its kedusha to start off with. Says the Bitzik Chanon, if it was only made to be read, which is the way we read our papers, we don't say b'koil b'chlal, so therefore it doesn't have kedusha to start off with. One big chiddush of a Bitzik Chanon. Second chiddush is, which the Pesach Tshuva brings down also from the Tashbetz over there, that it's something which is made by Kroy Balma. Something which is made to be have a permanent kedusha, that's what one finds that has kedusha. Says the Tashbetz, if it's made as a one-off kedusha, a one-off usage, that never gave it its kedusha in its first place. You can only be mechadish a kedusha, or before states in Chazal they got its kedusha. Sadrich was made as one off and wasn't made to be used permanently, so then Shirisha Chazal that gets Kiddush Bechal. Sadrich is a Vekeshtelt as a safer to be used and reused and reused, that got its Kiddush. Of a Sadrich that you're reading a paper and there's a one off over there, who said that gets its Kiddush in the first place? Vechain, a big sad in the Paschim is that Sadrich which is made Lechatchila Bitnai doesn't get its Kiddush. The person makes a Zach Lechatchila that shouldn't get its Kiddush, it doesn't get its Kiddush. The Yitzchok has a shaila, the Bitzik Lachonon, whether a person bestoma makes a sefer or writes something over there, does it get its kedusha, doesn't get its kedusha? Well, atzad, as a person, zicha doesn't mean it to get its kedusha, then it doesn't get its kedusha. And therefore, when a person, when it comes to a shaila of a newspaper, that everybody knows that the umdana is zicha, not the supplement that has kedusha inside it, the zicha don't mean that when they're printing it to give the kedusha of Kedushas Hashem and everything else that goes with it. One of the reasons why the Rambam says a Sefer Torah shekosvei mean you can bury it is because Minastam or Zecha we can take on that the mean didn't want to give it its right Kedusha. And therefore since he never meant to give a Kedusha, he never got Kedusha in the first place, and therefore the Rambam says maybe it's even better to do Mechrikas Hashem because that Shem never got its Kedusha in the first place when the mean wrote it. The Paschim applied over here that when you print something, printed in a paper, if it's a supplement, so maybe it was written for Torah, and therefore one can take on it was written as Torah, but the printing of the paper, there's one article inside it, and that article wasn't written and asked for the person printing it to make it have the full Kedusha. So we've got kamo tam and why it should be mutter. Number one, it wasn't made to be read permanently, which Atashba says is the reason it should be mutter. We've got another reason. First of all, it could be it's a shadow that I want not the right, so one big tzad. Then it could be that a newspaper isn't made to be read permanently, it's only made as a one-off. And then we've got a reason that it could be, even if it's made to be read, if it's zicha not made to be read, b'koil. Then we've got a reason that it's printing, which according to the Taz and others, doesn't give its kedusha in the first place. Then we've got an umdana, the efshir wasn't written in the first place to print it, to have any kedusha, the person who's printed it. And then we've got nitosif there, which the possibly don't like, but Ramosha has a chiddush. Ramosha says that when a person has a sefer that's used, it loses its kedusha. Ramosha says when you have an askara, askara is Shem Hashem, be'etzem has kedusha. Ramosha says when you have a sefer, the whole kedusha of a sefer is only because you it's there to be learned from. That's what gives the sefer its kedusha. Says Ramosha, when you got a sefer that's already been used and you're not going to use it anymore, it automatically loses its kedusha. Avnei Nezer says it doesn't lose its kedusha. It loses its kedusha. Avnei Nezer also says a tshuva. Avnei Nezer says it loses its kedusha of the Shem Hashem and thing, but still we shouldn't retreat it with bizoin anymore. Ramosha held it became ois sefer bechlal. It was only oimid lechatchila because you're going to read from it. If people it's not oimid for it, they lose it. The paskis manen and most of them don't go with this tshuva Ramosha. When one goes to a newspaper, we got kamo tzlodim to say that it should be muta al pidin. Asha al kain. It's hard to say that everybody agrees. I'm going to say now, but generally speaking, between Rav Ozner and Rav Nissim, all of them, their guidelines when it comes to Shemus of a newspaper, if one's handling the supplement which is there for Torah, then one should treat it with the dag of one would do usually for Sefer and put that into Shemus. If a person's got a newspaper that has inside it Torah around, not in a particular place, so the staple used to go and take the whole newspaper and put the whole newspaper in Shemus because of the parts inside it that had Pesukim inside it. That's a grace of Chiddush. Pashta says that the parts that are printed inside it, if it's not meant to be part of it together, then it doesn't have any Kiddusha in the first place. So Chaim, when a person goes inside, goes to be excused and takes a paper, a general paper, if it may have something inside it, to take the part of Kiddusha inside it, the Torah Dikah is part, and take that supplement inside to go to the excuse that has much converted Bechal, because it's a Zach, which is the Mavaz, it's a Dovah Shabbat Dusha over there. If a person takes the paper itself, which has got certain parts inside it, I heard from Moshe Sternbuch, that his Rebbe, Moshe Schneider, was Mekel, and he said, V'chein ani noig, the same way as I saw by my Rebbe, as if a person has inside it, Gewissa parts inside, Gewissa, it's not, that's what it's there for, then there's no issa of being mavazit. But if a person reads, if a person is going in a place where it's also to see the vatera, then avada there's no heter to read anything, or a person has to cover over, because the kisya kodesh, the part that has Kedusha inside, they're part of Torah, is not allowed to be Megula in a place that's Osa. Oh, but if a person takes the Amadiyah, takes wherever it is, in a place, and you know that there is going to be something inside it, that's not considered you've done something wrong. But a person doesn't have to give it Kedusha. If a person has afterwards parts and articles inside and wants to know what he wants to do with it, so if he's got the supplement that's mamish, it's just hashkofas and certain parts of Torah inside it, and there's no psukim inside it, then a person who wants to be mikel to burn it, yeshloy amilismoich. Some people will say one has to burn it, some person has to bury it, but if a person wants to take those supplements and not the psukim parts to go and burn it and say that it hasn't got kedusha, rely on everything, all the reasons. There should be mutter. V'chein, usually ours are written in English. English is another smach to say as a kedusha. Yesh lo amilismoich. To take it and throw it in the bin is zicha asa because it's not a pool of bizoin. To take it and burn it over the cheats that the children bring home from school or all the debatera, all these things. As long so long as there's no psukim, it's not there really for psukim. Then a person's allowed to burn them over there. Anything that's there with psukim, then a chatchila person should try and be machmir to bury it. So the blueprint is the same. Blueprint is putting it in a place where you're going to be going it in order to have a mechikya. See, where Atzad is going to be a mechikya Hashem. It needs to do it's that. Putting it in a bin is the only way the person's, the whole issa is of bizoyin. So then, in order not to bizoyin, I can put it in the blue bin. But this shameless either needs has to give us a kedusha. So you can't take parts that need to be buried in what needs to be burned to put it in the blue bin. A person can only put in the blue bin something which doesn't have a din of sreifa. There's no din of done, only that's something that doesn't have any kedusha b'chlal. You don't want to be mavazeh, like a tashmish mitzvah which you've used already, so then a person can put in this bin so long as it's not mavazeh. Tzchach, so long as it's not mavazeh. The papers that which are printed over there, which has Torah in it, nobody's going to tell you that you're allowed to, that hasn't got no Kedusha, definitely no Kedusha at all. The Basim say that to take it away from Chiyuve Kivura and to do Sreifa, which usually Sreifa is considered also not the same Bizarre as anything, Schach, a person's allowed to burn, it's not considered a, something which is a much smaller dag of Kedusha, a person's allowed to burn. So take these things and put it into the blue bin, won't be a Lachatkhila way of doing it. If a person has something which has Torah on, or children bought home something which is printed over there, to put it in the blue bin, it won't be allowed to do it. To burn it, then it would be quite a Lachatkhila, and something which has Psukim on it, then we should ready to do Kavur of it. If a person would put it in a blue bin and make sure it's double wrapped, then Efsha, there'd be a mock and miracle. But that's not, at the end of the day, you haven't done, you know it's going to get damaged over there, and it's not just about a bizoin. We don't take on that it's got no Kedusha at all. We take on it's got Kedusha, but not Kedusha of Kavura. Sefer Torah has a Kedusha of Kavura. Sidurim has Kavura, but not the same as the Sefer Torah. Printed Svarim leads Kavura, there's nothing to talk about. These Zachen, papers, which doesn't have the same reason, lots and lots of reasons, it was made, it's not done by Koyd, it's nothing. A person's allowed to be Mekel. To put it in a bin is considered, even besides to be Zoyin, but you're being Ma'abit, but you're dying. You can't not treat it with any Kedusha at all. You can treat it with Kedusha and do a Serefa to it. So if it's something which is not the supplement, then you can Zicha burn it. Any papers that the children bring home from school, unless it's the Psukim over there, you can Chatchila go along and burn it. A person prints out, doesn't have a Sefer, prints out on the Gemara, wants to take a Sefer, and he prints out from Weitzah Chochma. All these things, the Chatchila, as long as it's not printed out of Siddha, a person can Chatchila burn those things over there. If it's something which has Psukim, then a person should make sure to do Kavura.
Normal case, I'm going to wrap it up.
If the normal Abadiyah itself, we don't know the particular part which has Torah, we can look at it. Yeah, that's happening. But you know there's a